Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom wherever you happen to be listening to this program right now. Welcome to the show. It's an honor to be here with you in the Crossbreed Holster studio seat again today and every day, including the big monster show on Sunday. The Armed American Radio 2015 summer/fall live broadcast tour got kicked off over the last couple of days. On Wednesday, I brought this program to you from the beautiful Bellevue, Washington, and man, oh man, is it pretty up there. Good heavens, if you've never been to the Pacific Northwest, by all means, go visit. There are some beautiful places in this country. Get your head out of your media and go see some of it. It is really, really something. But I was up there at the Second Amendment Foundation offices with the great Alan Gottlieb and all of his staff, his wife Julianne and Dave Workman and the rest of them, his kids. Thank you for the hospitality. It was wonderful, and I felt very welcome to be there. Looking forward to going back as soon as possible and broadcasting from that very beautiful place. Bellevue, Washington, that's all Microsoft stuff up there, and it's really, really something, really pretty and a beautiful area. And thank you to those of you who made it all possible. Lee Michaels at the Patriot, AM 1280 The Patriot. You know what I really enjoyed? I enjoyed being able to fill my own prescription for freedom, listening to this program as Lee hosted it on the air in Washington, which was an awful lot of fun. Lee Michaels, thank you for sitting in while the travel gods did what they did and worked the laws of travel physics and made it possible for us to get out there. Next stop on the tour, in fact, is AM 1280 The Patriot, and that will be next weekend, not this weekend now, but next weekend we will be at the Minnesota State Fair, as we do every year. This will be our fourth appearance, I believe, at the Minnesota State Fair, broadcasting the Monster Sunday Show from outside in beautiful Minneapolis at the fair up there. Great time had by all. Last year, I think we had Sheriff Clark on. We're working on a super lineup for you. Then Monday, this program, the daytime show, will broadcast from the Osseo Gun Club. Head over to Osseo Gun Club and check it out. Catered barbecue. We're going to grill while armed out there. That's going to be a blast. And, yeah, they rent machine guns at the Osseo Gun Club. So come out and shoot with us on the tactical range. We're going to have a ball, and we're going to broadcast this program for you as well. Ooh, busy, busy, busy coming up. What party wants your guns? As an institution, what party is it that wants your guns? That's right. It's the Democrat Party that wants your guns. It's tough in the face of a progressive liberal in the tank, if you will, media, to feel good sometimes about the efforts that we make, all of us. And I really do my best, even when we report some of the garbage, all of the garbage that goes on, as much as we can anyway, in a short span of time that we have together on this program, and the Sunday show, for that matter. But it's very difficult to report or to feel sometimes feel good about what's happening when we have to report what the enemies of freedom are up to. The un-American, these are un-American people who live here. These are people who hate this country. They hate its founding documents and its rights. And it's anti-American behavior, and they can't stand it. And sometimes it's very upsetting and it's disturbing. You look at this, and the media is just in the tank for this side. And you think, man, is there anything good happening? And I really do my best to remind listeners, not just on this show and the Sunday show, but when I'm a guest on other programs, that we are, in fact, winning. We really are winning this battle. And while it's a difficult one, and while we can never let our guard down, and while we do have to dig into our pockets to help in the face of an onslaught from billionaires, we really are winning this battle. They cannot buy our freedoms. There is a piece today, I really want you to read this, over on Politico.com. And it's Politico Magazine. It's a piece. It's called The Friday Cover, Democratic Blues. Barack Obama will leave his party in its worst shape since the Great Depression, even if Hillary wins. This is a piece written by Jeff Greenfield yesterday. Take a listen to this opening paragraph. As historians begin to amass, or to assess Barack Obama's record as president, there's at least one legacy he'll leave that will indeed be historic, but not in the way he would have hoped. Even as Democrats look favorably ahead to the presidential landscape of 2016, the strength in the Electoral College belies huge losses across much of the country. In fact, no president in modern times has presided over so disastrous a stretch for his party at almost every level of politics. What party wants your guns? The Democrat Party wants your guns. That is a theme that's going to run through this segment as I give you some of these numbers, some of this information to help pump you up, to help make you feel a little better in the face of some of the negativity that we have to report about all the time. But this will help put it in perspective. The party's record over the past 6 years has made clear that when Obama leaves office in January 2017, the Democrat Party, quoting now from Politico, will have ceded vast sections of the country to Republicans and will be left with a weak bench of high-level elected officials. Take a look at this. It says even if Hillary Clinton were to win in 2016, the wounds are so deep, according to Greenfield, that their chance of passing or enacting anything like a progressive wish list that they want is virtually nothing. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have the little pockets like we see in Washington State, and we just reported to you from Wednesday's program, that we have to address. Seattle's gun tax ban going to court, by the way, Second Amendment Foundation's going to win that battle. You got the goofy liberal progressives in one enclave down in Los Angeles banning high-capacity magazines. You got San Francisco. I mean, there are places that you just, you know, you want to stay out of. But take a listen to this. When he took office in 2009, there were 60 Democrats in the Senate, right? And two independents who caucused with him. Also 257 House members. You know what the numbers are today? There are 46 members of the Senate Democrat caucus. And according to Politico, the worst showing since the first year after the Reagan landslide. And there are 188 Democrats in the House, giving Republicans, quoting, their best showing since Herbert Hoover took the White House in 1929. Some of you are shaking your head saying, yeah, but the Republicans are no better. And you know what? There's a lot of truth to that. But what party as an institution wants your guns? The Democrats. It ain't the other way around. Show me a Republican mayor, a Republican city council. Show me a Republican state legislature anywhere in this country coming after your firearms freedoms. And you up in Connecticut, I know what you're saying. All they're doing is ceding power to the Democrats. A Republican up there is not really a Republican. Now take a look at this. So you got to look here. You got to dig into this stuff. You have to have fun with this stuff. We've been warning you for months now, that the fight now moves to the states. Institutional gun control, as you know it, at the federal level is essentially done for the time being. We've been telling you that. That's exactly what they've been doing. That's why we were talking about Washington. It's part of why we were there. It's why we're going to be spending so much time in Arizona. We're seeing it in Nevada. We saw it in Oregon as they march across the what? The states. Let's take a look at what happened in the states. Quoting from Politico, when you look at the states, the collapse of the party's fortunes are worse, meaning the Democrats. Republicans now hold 31 governorships, 9 more than they held when Obama was inaugurated. During the last 6 years, the GOP has won governorships in purple and even deep blue states: Maine, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Maryland, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, New Mexico, Nevada, and Ohio. In the last midterms, only one endangered Republican governor, Tom Corbett in Pennsylvania, was replaced by a what? Democrat. Go to the state legislatures. And Politico's great here. It says, although if you're a loyal Democrat, you may want to avert your eyes. In 2009, Democrats were in full control of 27 state legislatures. Republicans held full power in 14. Today, the GOP is in full control of 30 state legislatures. Democrats hold full power in just 11. In 24 states, Republicans control the governorship and both houses of the legislature, giving them total control over the political process. That, again, is from Politico. Where is the fight now? It's at the state level. Institutional gun control at the federal level is kaput for now. What did we just tell you about the states? Republicans control the governorship and both houses of the legislature in 24 states, giving them total control over the political process. That increased power at the state level, according to Politico, has already led to serious consequences for Democrats, for their political future and their goals. Democratic Party Vice Chair Donna Brazile says it's almost a crime. We have been absolutely decimated at the state and local level. We are winning this fight. Let's not even talk about the recalls in Colorado. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense reminds you we're winning, and we're going to continue to win as long as you stay engaged. We'll be back with Bob Owens from BearingArms.com next.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Yeah, it's that first segment when we talk about what's happening. You know, there's a couple truisms here. We cannot overlook this. It is the Democrat Party wants our guns, and we are, in fact, winning. This is a great piece at Politico, a great piece at Politico. And I'll have this up on the Facebook page at armedamericanradio.com, facebook.com/armedamericanradio, let me put it that way. And I'll tweet this thing out. But I really want you to read this because it will open your eyes and it will make you feel better. Those of you who dig into the, you know, into the media and dig into this stuff on a daily basis, I see a lot of your emails. I want you to know there's some positive changes happening out there. And again, I'm going to go back to the Politico piece and get some comments from Bob here in just a second, Bob Owens. Quoting from this piece again, taken as a whole, these 6 years have been almost historically awful for Democrats. You have to go back to the Great Depression and the Watergate years to find so dramatic a reversal of fortunes for a party. And this time, there's neither a Great Depression nor a criminal conspiracy in the White House to explain what has happened. So I'll explain it to you. America's flirtation with socialism and progressivism is ending. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. It's the media that's been telling you. It's the media that's been driving this narrative. It's the media that's been driving this progressive socialist agenda. This is not a socialist progressive nation. And no matter how much they want to make it into it, they can't. And Americans are fighting back. The Republican leadership is who better start paying attention. Let's go to Bob Owens and get some comments on that. Bob, welcome to the show, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you here, brother. We are winning this fight, man.
We absolutely are, and I hate to break your flow. You were going to town there.
Well, it angers me when listen, we have to report, Bob. You and I have talked about it on the show. We have to report this negativity because people need to know what's going on in some of these states, right? But when
you
see stuff like this from Politico, it reminds you, man, we are winning. We are, because the fight is now at the state, and we are winning in the states. What's your theory? You know, I guess a lot of this can go to Trump. When you look at Trump, people have had enough of politicians at any level of any party, and that's what's speaking right now, right or wrong?
I think that the more I look at things, the more that I think that's exactly what's going on with Trump's candidacy. Roger Simon. Not of Politico, but of PJ Media, wrote a very thoughtful piece, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, that pointed out that very thing. People are done with the political class in either party. And Trump is really tapping into that, and that is what is driving a lot of his support.
Yeah, you're going to look back. History, I wish I was going to be alive in another 50, 60, 70, 80 years to look back at written history. There's a lot happening here. I believe, I've said this many times before, I'll repeat it again, I believe Barack Obama is the best thing that's ever happened to true conservatism in this nation. I think it's the best thing. And I also believe, and have said this publicly, that I believe he is the death of progressive liberal politics in this country, at least for the foreseeable future, when people realize what's happening. And I think people are beginning to see that, and that's a positive thing, and we need to get that out there, right?
Yeah, and I think we are going to see a lot of that. I mean, the mainstream media has been carrying his water for so long, but they can only do so much. You know, people at the end of the day are coming home to seeing less money in their wallets, more money at the gas pump, fewer jobs, less opportunity, And it comes down to what Obama hath wrought. It is the socialist policies that he's been pushing, and folks are starting to get sick and tired of hope and change.
You know, that's a great point, and that's such a great place to segue into this column. Your column today is brilliant, penned and published today on BearingArms.com. Failed Baltimore Mayor Rawlings Blake blames others for her city's violence. Boy, we've seen that tack taken by the Democrats. They blame everybody but themselves, and as you said, the media carries their water. You go into let me quote here from your piece. After a stunning 211 homicides in Charm City so far this year, Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, who so ineptly led the city during the Freddie Gray riots and who alienated her own police department, is now attempting to blame her city's violence on, well, everywhere else. Take it away.
Yeah, what's going on with Blake is the same thing that we've been seeing from Obama. It's always one excuse after another. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. Blame this guy over here. Blame that guy over there. It's never their fault, which is kind of what we're hearing from a not-so-young lady who was running for president on that side of the ticket, too. It's never their fault. They never bear responsibility for anything that they do. You know, they want to be known as the mommy party. The mommy party. They're not. The Democrats are the toddler party. It is never their fault. They are never responsible. They will never cop to any of their mistakes. What we're seeing in Baltimore is decades of Democrat misrule, decades of infringement on liberties to the point that lawful citizens cannot defend themselves. And so criminals are running roughshod. The criminal element has all but run the police out of Baltimore after the Freddie Gray riots. And Stephanie Rawlings Blake is responsible for those 211 homicides that have occurred on her watch. And who is she blaming? Gun owners everywhere else.
If you know, so listen to this convoluted statement she made that you put in your text here. I couldn't make sense of it. If you know someone who is involved in this, who you know are either the next victim or the next perpetrator, if you don't want to see your loved one die in the streets, we need you to help us do something, because if they are involved in this, in these strands, it's coming. What? I don't know what really that means, other than that's the beginning of her lie, essentially, is what that is. And then she goes down to say, what I am saying is the current approach, the state-by-state approach, has not been effective. And she's talking about a national response needed, including, as you said, a controversial target, tougher federal gun laws, acknowledging that Baltimore's violence surges on despite Maryland's already tough gun laws, some of the toughest in the country. The problem, she said, is that laws in other states are more lax. They want to toughen it up at the federal gun level and then take more of your money and throw it. This is not America.
It's not. It's the Socialist Democratic Party. And what they're trying to do is, you know, they're blame shifting and they're saying it's everybody else's fault. And what is really weird, Mark, is none of these other places seem to have the same problems that Baltimore does, even though these are where the guns are coming from. So maybe it's not the fault of the gun owners. Maybe it's not the fault of these states where they still have liberty. Maybe it's the fault of Baltimore.
Maybe that's a perfect place to take a break. What a great place to end, because when we come back, just the opposite is happening in Detroit. Wow. A weird turn of events in Detroit, Michigan versus Baltimore and Chicago. We'll talk about more about it with Bob Owens right after this. We'll be right back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, emergency court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication. But in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, let's head over and check out together USCCA On Air. I do this about this time every show. USCCAOnAir.com. Let's go see what we've got cooking up. There's the first time I've seen it today. Here it is, new promotion. Offer ends August 31st. See, I love this stuff. I've not yet seen this. You could be one of 10 lucky winners to win this massive prize package when you activate your USCCA membership today. A $364 value. The photo of what you win is up there in brilliant high definition to check out. And honest to goodness, this is the first time I've seen this. I told you, if you go and check out this site, sometimes you'll see these promotions pick up before I do. This is the site USCCA gave to Armed American Radio to keep you informed of everything they're doing, promoting this amazing organization. Check this out. Activate your USCCA membership today to be instantly entered to win the prize package below. Crossbreed gun and magazine holster, magazine reloader, fitted hat, USCCA 511 range ready bag that's USCCA branded, 10 USCCA branded IDPA style targets, a shirt, and USCCA branded eye and ear protection. 10 days, 7 hours, 25 minutes from the sound of my voice. That's August 31st for your chance to win. So just head over and be one of 10 winners. They're going to give 10 of those packages away, $364 worth of stuff, to activate your membership. USCCA on air. Bob Owens, welcome back to the program. Before we go to Detroit, a couple things I want to throw out. Excuse me. Rick Ector from Detroit, who is the one of the subjects of a story leading on Fox News. It might be the stock market tanking 500 points right now. That might be leading Fox. It might have replaced that. But a lead story on FoxNews.com is exactly, Bob, what's going on in Detroit right now and how just the opposite. The Democrat police chief is saying, arm yourself, and it's having a positive effect. Other Democrats might want to figure that out. But you have a theory as to why it's happening in Baltimore, and you pulled no punches. Give it to us. This is Armed American Radio. We don't talk to them. We talk about them. Why does Baltimore have a problem?
Baltimore is a city where the citizens voluntarily gave up their rights. They refused to listen to Benjamin Franklin's warning about those who give up essential liberty for temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Well, guess what, folks? In Maryland in general and Baltimore in specific, you gave up your liberty for the promise of handouts, for the promise of protection that government cannot give you. And you've got 211 bodies at your door so far this year as a result of that very bad trade that you made of liberty for the illusion of safety.
And these are people who will lockstep vote Democrat. The insanity will continue regardless, Bob. In some of these enclaves, I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel yet. Maybe I'm wrong. Because let's flip over to Detroit. Because really, Bob, in the bigger picture, what I think is going on here is, as I said at the opening and in the first segment and in the second segment, is that we are winning this fight. People are beginning to see the truth, and it's columns like yours that are opening eyes to that. Years and years and years of Democrat oppression, tossing money, corruption, stealing liberties, combined with people who are voting in lockstep because they've been told to and don't know any different. This party's evil, this one's good, which create continuous poverty decade after decade. People are beginning to open their eyes, and in Detroit, what we're seeing is a police chief saying, we're not putting up with this anymore. He's a black police chief. He's a Democrat. Go ahead.
James Craig has been, I think he came out for the first time 2 years ago. And he's sitting here in a city that has been experiencing urban flight for, 20 years now or more?
Probably more.
You know, the population is down several hundred thousand people from its heyday. The best and brightest who can leave mostly have. And the folks who were left behind are having to make do with fewer services. Among the services they're having to deal with less of is police service. Detroit is losing officers. And Chief Craig was very blunt when he told the people there that, look, I can't have officers there to defend you 24/7. Our response time on some calls, even to violent felonies, can be up to an hour, depending on where people are deployed in the city on any given shift and what's going on. You were on your own. You darn well better learn how to defend yourselves. And the residents of Detroit, who are sick and tired of all the crime there, heard him, and they've listened. And you have, wonderful firearms instructors like Rick Ector and other folks pitching in, and they're teaching Detroit's residents how to fight back against the criminals. And gosh darn it, they are fighting back with a vengeance. If you go to BearingArms.com, we have 8 pages of stories. With the Detroit search term alone, where citizens have stood up and have fought back against criminals using their own firearms and generally prevail.
Rick Ector said this in this Fox News piece. He will be here on the Sunday Monster program, by the way. I talked with Rick right after this story hit. Rick will be on Armed American Radio on Sunday for 1 hour in the second hour of the program. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be talking with him about what Bob and I are discussing right now. Here's what Rick had to say. There's definitely been a Chief Craig effect. I love that. Home invasions have gone down. A huge reason was that there was a huge spate of homeowners using their guns against intruders. More people have guns, and it's making burglars cautious. He said, it used to be that we would only have one or two women in a class. Now they're seeing much, much more. This past May, he held a class where over 300 ladies were trained. He's seeing a vast uptick, Bob, in minorities and women
and
purchasing guns and getting permits.
Exactly, and that is echoing a nationwide trend. The National Shooting Sports Foundation has been reporting this same trend for several years now. It's young, urban, and female are the three fastest-growing demographics in shooting sports right now, the three fastest-growing segments of gun ownership. And while there are definitely folks getting into it purely as a self-defense measure, there are also folks who are just learning to love the sport and the excitement of shooting. And it can start out as something as simple as, oh, I've got a gun for self-defense, and that's a wonderful thing to have a firearm for. And it's a primary reason for a lot of people. But once they go to the range a couple of times, and you've been there, and you see that grin, that smile.
Oh, yeah.
And once that sets in, you know, that sets off a lifetime of learning and collecting and appreciation that changes how people think about the world, and it changes their views on self-sufficiency and self-determination. And, you know, I think that may be what's terrifying, you know, to wrap around to the beginning of our conversation again.
There you go.
I think that's what's terrifying the Barack Obamas of the world, as people are learning to take care of themselves and starting to think that maybe I'm the best person to take care of my family. Maybe I'm
Bob,
the best person to decide what my life is worth and how it should be taken care of and how it should be defended.
They are figuring this out based on now you got to follow me here. I know I'm not talking to you, Bob. I'm talking to the listeners here who you have to understand that what they're figuring out, like Bob just said, is that they're learning how to be self-reliant, self-sufficient, that they're responsible for taking care of themselves. And lo and behold, by Barack Obama's the failure of those very policies they voted for and were dependent on. Baltimore, when we come back from break, we're going to flip this right back to Baltimore, because they're now, this is proof positive, that they're the ones fighting the uphill battle. Baltimore's the one that's going to have to eventually come to grips with what Detroit is doing. And lo and behold, it's working in Detroit. Hell, it might work in Baltimore. We'll be back right after this with Bob Owens. I love when that happens. I love being right.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you gotta do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's gotta do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love reading tweets when they come in. I just saw this one pop in. It says, I may or may not be dry firing my Beretta 92FS compact while I'm on the air with at AAR Mark. And he installed the player. Listen live. That was from Bob Owens. Oh, yeah. Bob's a guest on the show. Hey, Bob, you know what? I can't dry fire my Glock 17 right now because it's loaded.
Yeah, that would not go over real well.
Congratulations for dry firing that gun. I know I've played with mine on the air, too. Gotta love that stuff. Hey, you know, I left the last segment. I'm going to segue right back into Baltimore because what's happening in Detroit is really astonishing, isn't it? Good people taking their city back, arming themselves, ending crime, or at least putting a stop to it and saying, you know what, we've had enough, proving that the policies of the very person that they elected are failing and they are now going the other direction. Is it possible Baltimore is going to have to do the same thing and Chicago and eventually all the rest of them?
Well, you know, eventually you're going to have to see one of two things happen. Either, you know, you can only beat a dead horse for so long before it's paced. These guys have been trying these same failed policies for decades now. You know, we've had the Great Society of LBJ has been failing people for half a century. Sooner or later, they're going to get what we like to call a clue. that repeating the same failed policies is going to lead to the same failed results. And so they're eventually going to want to try something different. We're starting to see that in Detroit with Chief Craig. We're seeing Milwaukee, where we have a wonderful sheriff out there who is Democrat, pro-Second Amendment, and David Clark, who was doing wonderful things there. The Democrat Party didn't always used to be a liberal party. They used to be, more government dependent on some things, but they were also a very much a Second Amendment party. JFK had an M16, which some people
and a life member of the NRA. He's a life member of the NRA.
We're starting to see that pendulum swing back. I think it has gone as far as it's going to go towards the gun control side of things. And I think that in retrospect, we can now see that sometime after Sandy Hook, when they pushed as hard as they could for more gun control and failed to get it, that may have been the high watermark.
I think you're right about that. In fact, I know you're right about that. And that pendulum is swinging back the other way. I think it's reached its peak. We are seeing it come back. And when we see stories like this in Baltimore, we know that the rest of the nation is seeing it also. Black Democrat gun owners are seeing it. And they're saying, hey, wait a minute here. I've been wrong. And eventually that light is going to open up elsewhere. So we are going to see that. I really do believe, Bob, when I say this, that I do think that we are witnessing the death of progressive liberalism, that the socialist experiment in this country is coming to an end, that Barack Obama will be the death knell for that, and that we will see that shift. And if you look back at everything, a good case can be made for that. We don't have enough time to go into that now, but you have another thing. We wanted to talk about something else, too, with you. American soldiers attacked with AK in Europe. What happened there?
All right. This
Paris-bound train or something?
Yeah, this is a very fascinating developing story. There's a high-speed train that runs between Amsterdam and Paris. And at some point, just over the French border, coming from Amsterdam, three American, and the numbers vary, it could be two, maybe three, American Marines heard the very distinctive sound of somebody racking around in the chamber of an AK. And that person came out of the bathroom and started firing. Well, being Marines, they don't sit around in shock. And they tackled this dude and beat him down before he could get too many shots off. And then held him for French authorities as the train came to an emergency stop. And because of their quick actions, a massacre on a high-speed train was averted. And there's either one or two serious casualties, but to date, nobody has died. So the quick actions of these guys having that combat experience, having that combat-focused mindset, that willingness to win the fight that we try to instill here in the United States in concealed carriers made all the difference.
Yeah, congratulations to those guys. Yet again, the American uniform and the men and women who wear it coming to the rescue, really something else over there. Geez, Pete, and that's a story that's not getting, you guys have got it up on bearingarms.com at the top. It's not getting a whole lot of play right now. I think you'll start seeing more of it. A lot of the news right now as we speak is being dominated by a collapsing market and China and everything else. Geez, by the way, Trump was right about that China thing too. I'm just saying, I don't know what all that means, but he certainly was right about the China thing. Hey, Bob, you're probably chuckling over there. What else is happening over at bearingarms.com? You've got a bunch of stuff going on. Tell us.
We do. We've got, we're looking at the tail end of the Jonathan Farrell trial. He could have been North Carolina's Michael Brown. He was shot by a Charlotte police officer. Breaking news on that a mistrial was just declared. In that trial. So we've got that going on, and we will have some various and sundry other things coming up over the weekend, including some stories about Seattle's new attempt to push through a ammo and gun tax that is not going over well with the National Shooting Sports Foundation. among others.
No, it's not. In fact, I was just in Seattle broadcasting from the Second Amendment Foundation offices yesterday. I just got back yesterday. I was broadcasting from out there on Wednesday. And they're doing amazing work out there. You know, we can bring all this positive news, but at the same time, we don't want people to stand down. When we go, oh, man, I heard that on Armed American Radio. We're winning. We are. And the reason we're winning is because you're continuing to fight. And that's exactly why we have to do this. Vote, 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 vote. You also have a story here. I love these. We missed Jennifer Cruz's DGUs this week because I was out in Washington. But North Las Vegas teen uses his rifle to thwart a home invasion and protect his family. That never happens.
Yeah, I could do a column on North Las Vegas and keep that fairly well supplied. They've had a number of defensive gun uses this year where young men have stepped up to defend their families with rifles. There was one several months back where the older son pulled out an adult son pulled out an AK and drove out two home invaders and fatally wounded one or both of them. And then there was this incident where a 14-year-old who was home watching his two six-year-old siblings, somebody started ringing the doorbell and wouldn't stop. He took them upstairs, hid them in a closet, got a hold of his .22 and loaded it, and then called his dad, let him know somebody's trying to come in. Well, these two punks managed to break in and decided, after they opened that closet door and found themselves staring down the barrel of a rifle, that they needed to be somewhere or anywhere else and quickly left. And so this young man did a wonderful job of protecting his family. And it's just another story of a defensive gun use and a properly trained young man whose father took him to the range, you know, prevented anybody in that family from getting hurt.
You know, defensive gun uses are always special. They're always special because they don't get the airplay that they deserve. We try to highlight as many as we can here. Jennifer comes on and talks about them, and you write about them. We talk about them with you from time to time. But they're extra special when it's a 14-year-old kid saving a 6-year-old, and the left is silent. Where are you, Shannon Watts? Where are you, Brady Campaign? Yeah, I know where you are. You can't answer the truth. Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Armed American Radio this Sunday. Great program. Rick Ector will be here. Don't miss it. Carry on. Carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. I'll see you on Sunday.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.